Of the 9 samples that we have currently are positive, 5 are travel associated, meaning that these are individuals that most likely were exposed in their country of origin, and then they traveled here to American Samoa, and that's when the symptoms arise, and they were sick. They presented to the LBJ. Samples were then taken and sent off to Hawaii for testing. The other 4 positive samples, we're suspecting that it is local transmission, meaning that it's most likely some of these travelers did transmit the measles virus to them, causing them to be sick. One of the things that we're concerned about is, upon our investigations, there are some among the populations that were not born here in American Samoa. We do not have record of their MMR vaccination history, and some of them have identified that they were sick with the measles here. They got better, but did not present at the hospital. So that way we cannot track these numbers. So that's the concern, and we are sure that these are not isolated events. And because the outbreak in Apia started in late October, there is a possibility that this has been ongoing throughout the country. Here in American Samoa, and we're finally finding out now.